Australia's Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says it has evidence that a lone teenage girl has been sent to the detention centre on Nauru. PM has seen two photos the organisation obtained. On Friday, the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison confirmed that there were three other unaccompanied minors on Nauru. Martin Cudahy reports.
The two photos show a young girl with a pink wristband getting off a flight. She has dark hair and an olive complexion. On the tarmac is an orange witch's hat that says Air Nauru. The only other people in the photos are ground staff and a police officer.
The photos came from Nauru. They were sent by a local. And, I'm shocked. This is clearly a young girl. We don't know how old she is, but she looks to me like 15 or 16. She came off the plane first. She came off the plane alone.
Pamela Kerr is a refugee rights advocate at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre.
While she was on Christmas Island, the Minister for Immigration was her guardian. When he authorised the placing of her on a plane and sending offshore, he cut that. He himself cut that legal responsibility and placed her in danger.
You sound very confident that she is indeed an unaccompanied minor. How do you know that?
I don't know, because we are given no information, but I ask people to look at the photograph.
Chill Out is a not-for-profit organisation that wants to end children in detention. It says there are already more than 100 children detained on Nauru. The organisation's campaign director is Sophie Peer.
Chill Out is extremely disappointed, certainly not shocked. We knew that Minister Morrison, even as the guardian for these vulnerable children, did plan to send them to remote detention on Nauru indefinitely. We certainly ask of him to reconsider and to bring these children where they belong, back to the mainland of Australia, and to be treated as children.
Last Friday, Immigration Minister Scott Morrison was giving his weekly briefing when he was asked about unaccompanied minors on Nauru.
My understanding at the moment is there are three.
Sophie Peer from Chill Out says the conditions there are not appropriate for a young girl on her own.
What we understand is, of course, insufficient power, insufficient water, that people are living in army-style tents that have no air conditioning. It's hot, it's dusty, there's absolutely no privacy. It's quite a long walk to the toilet block from the accommodation tents.
Pamela Kerr says there have been sexual assaults reported in other detention centres.
There's always that risk. We know from young men, unaccompanied minors, who were sent to Manus, that they made allegations of being raped. We don't know what is going to happen to this girl.
A spokesman for the Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, sent through a statement late this afternoon. It says it's government policy that families who arrive illegally by boat are sent to Nauru and there are no exemptions to the policy. It also says the publication of images of asylum seekers can place relatives of those people at risk in their home countries. The government does not engage in those practices and strongly suggests that others do likewise in the interests of the individuals concerned.
Martin Cudahy.